AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Jeffrey Epstein files led to a shocking scene in England where police detained a member of Britain's royal family. Ed Donahue has the story.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was released after 11 hours at a London police station. He was arrested on suspicion he shared confidential trade information with Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump was asked about the arrest.
Well, you know, I'm the expert in a way because I've been totally exonerated. That's very nice. I can actually speak about it very nicely. I think it's a shame. I think it's very sad. I think it's so bad for the royal family. It's a very, very sad to me.
Amy Wallace, co-author of Epstein victim Virginia Giuffre's memoir, says the UK has led the way responding to the scandal.
We are seeing more accountability in other countries than in our own, where a lot of the abuse took place. And that's shameful.
Wallace called the U.S. response an embarrassment.
We've been told by our own president, there's nothing to see here. It's time to move on.
The former prince denies any wrongdoing. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump made a trip to Georgia to promote the economy, but at his first stop at an Atlanta restaurant, he discussed the FBI raid of Fulton County election offices.
So all those crooked ballots were taken. Let's see what happens. The Democrats are fighting like hell.
Jennifer King reports on the return of an exhibit on slavery.
Workers are restoring an exhibit on slavery that was removed from the National Historical District at Independence Mall in Philadelphia. That's ahead of a Friday deadline set by a U.S. district judge. Last March, President Trump signed an executive order calling for public monuments to be uplifting. The abrupt removal of the exhibit set off a lawsuit by the city and other supporters. In her injunction, Judge Cynthia Roof compared the administration to the totalitarian regime in the novel 1984, saying an agency cannot arbitrarily decide what is true based on the whims of new leadership. I'm Jennifer King.
And at the Olympics, Alyssa Liu won gold in women's figure skating. This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer reports Hawaii has a chicken problem.
Lawmakers in Hawaii are working on tougher ways to deal with feral chickens as residents complain about noise, mess, and growing flocks with birds digging up yards in Honolulu. Resident Mason Iona.
3:30 in the morning. They start making noise.
A new bill would let residents kill the chickens. Another measure fines people who feed or release them. Animal advocates have pushed back, saying Honolulu offers a program to trap chickens on private property, but it costs money, and complaints about feral chickens keep rising. Claudia Kuoa Virtudis says people have dumped the chickens.
You got to get rid of them. There's a place for them, and it's not here at the park.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.